Good morning, sir, and what is your name, sir?
Mrs. Herbert.
Anybody here? I didn't hear.
Herbert.
Herbert, H-E-R-B-E-R. Junior. Anybody here?
Aye.
Okay, Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to conduct the hearings. So just hold on for a few moments and we'll be right with you, sir.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Mark Anthony Herbert, 245-688.
Okay, Mr. Herbert. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this morning. Sir, also with us today, representative of the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner. Sir, I believe you can see Mr. Turner up on the screen now. Mr. Herbert, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that informed you that you were going to have this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it also notified you of your right to appear to speak and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
No, I'm representing myself.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Well, at this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Herbert, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. So you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision, number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to establish residence at Transitional Living Communities, 843 Westover Road in Tucson for 90 days on or about January 11, 2019. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Herbert, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have lapsed or is about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Moore, Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you on the warrant, see if we have any questions, and give you the opportunity, sir, to present any information you feel relevant to this board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Herbert was released from ADC custody on 1-11-2019 and arrested on 1-16-2019 by the Arizona Department of Corrections Fugitive Apprehension Unit with the assistance of the United States Marshal's Office. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 1-16-2019 with a CSED of 6-11-2019, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2009, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2010, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year. 2013, aggravated domestic violence, 2 years, 3 months. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. STD information, self-admitted to being a member of the Criminal Street Gang Barrio Hollywood. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release, completed 1 month. 2011, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2015, TIS release, absconded for 44 days, self-surrendered, arrested, revoked by BOEC. His disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 1999, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2004, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2007, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2007, domestic violence, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G6 or V6. Other information, offender's arrest. When he was arrested, he was also arrested with absconder Damien at number 143303. So he was with another offender that was on abscond status.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Herbert, I see that when you were released on January 11, 2019, you were directed and approved to go to transitional living communities, but you failed to report as directed, and you did not take any UAs because none of them posted, nothing posted about you or there. But why didn't you go to transitional living communities when you were released, sir?
I gave up on the tour, and people kept on telling me because I was saying that I could go to a friend's house, go grab some clothes, and then go and turn myself into the halfway house. And on the bus, a lot of people were saying that place is dirty and that a lot of people get their stuff stolen from there. And I had all my things and everything with me already. And I walked up to it, and at the last minute, I decided not to show up to the door, you know. And that day that I did hear the violation, I was actually going to turn myself into the parole office that day.
So
I was just dropping off my clothes at a friend's house.
So where were you at when you got arrested?
I was at Javion Sanchez's house.
So you fell on community supervision 3 times before, and 2 times you completed, and then 1 time you absconded for 44 days. So you kind of know the consequences if you don't stay connected to your parole officer. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
So why did you not stay in contact with your parole officer, sir?
Honestly, I can't tell you that.
Did you relapse and start using drugs or something?
No, it wasn't even that. It was just, I was kind of scared, you know, I was kind of scared to the point that I didn't want to come back to prison. But that day that I went to go drop my clothes off at Jackson's house, I was going to turn myself back in, you know, because the day I told him, if you turn yourself, if you mess up, if you relapse, and you're able to come back, then you'll probably get changed to sanction or something like that. And you'll be okay. So I was going to turn myself in that day, but that day I didn't even know that Damien was going to be in there. And, you know, they caught both of us there.
So let me see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, sir, I am going to, we're getting ready to go into discussion. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion, sir?
Can I hear the sound?
So let me ask you one other thing, because you've had numerous domestic violence assaults. What's are you just a violent person, or you lose your temper, or you need to do some programming, or what?
I think the best thing for me is some programming.
Okay. All right, so let me, the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. And then we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. Then I'll get back with you after that, okay? But stay on the phone, sir, but I need you to stay silent while we're in discussion. The board's in discussion now. This is just interesting, and Mr. Huber has had two other times when he was out community supervision, and he did complete it. And then this last time he was out, he absconded for 44 days, and this time he didn't report to the halfway house transitional living community. Said that he was just afraid to go there. He went to a friend's house to get some clothes, and he walked up to the facility. He said he did go there, but he says he decided not to stay there, and he left because people had told him about the place has been dirty and other kind of things going on there. So he decided not to stay there. He says he was going to turn himself in the day that he got arrested. He was going to take the clothes back over to his friend's house, and then he was going to turn himself on. However, he did get arrested in that time. Based on the information we have here in the warrant and Mr. Huber, and he does have numerous domestic violence aggravated assaults in here. But I do think that it would be best for him. He has a release date of June 11th of 2019. If he would take this time that he has left, get involved in any program, and see if he could get involved in maybe some type of anger management class or some type of program that he can get into, so that when he is released in June, then hopefully he'll have control and won't have any more problems with his domestic violence or his anger. And he won't be on any parole or community supervision when he is released in June. So I think it's going to be best that Mr. Herbert stays in the facility until he reaches his release date. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Seeing no comments coming from the colleagues, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Huber, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and condition of his supervision, and had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Ms. Neal, and Dr. Wright. Mr. Huber? So the board's voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on June 11th of 2019. So take this time, see if there's any programming that you can get into while you're there, especially if there's any type of anger management classes that you can get into. When you're released on June 11th of 2019, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. And so hopefully you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement after that point. So please, thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. That is going to conclude the hearing at this time, sir. Could you please just set the phone down so that the next person could come in?